are you getting close to on your fitness journey, like to finally sharing it? Or,
well, yeah, I have to be done in 6 weeks.
Six more weeks.
I've been doing it for 4.5 months. So,
but is yours the longest transformation out of anybody who's done?
No, everyone's been around 5 to 6 months, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess because you just, this is like just, your second stab at it. I just feel like you.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I would say yeah, sure. Since okay. it's my second stab at it, I would say I've been doing it for.
Are you
7 months?
Are you,
8 months?
Are you throwing yourself a little like party when it happens?
I don't want to do a party specifically because of this. But I will definitely let loose for sure. Then the first weekend after that photo shoot, I'll probably let myself go.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. As you should treat yourself. But mm-hmm. 6 weeks, I feel like Christmas is in 6 weeks.
To me, holidays is not like something I'm worried about.
Right, but how many more weeks do we have in the year?
I'm more worried about like weddings. Weddings is like a problem.
Oh, right.
And the last two, yours, my brother's, that was...
I set you back?
That sent me back a lot.
Like you weren't able to work out the next day or like you couldn't work out for days because you were still hungover.
No, it was more just not having a routine, not sticking to my routine. Mm. I just did my last DEXA.
And what, you got worse?
I gained 0.1%.
Get off the scale.
Get off the scale.
When I was losing like 4 to 5% every month,
right?
I didn't lose anything this last month
because of me.
Just because I wasn't sticking to my routine.
Sorry.
How much does that ruin weigh?
less than
more than 0.1% body fat. But yeah,
but that's good. That's so exciting, though.
Which makes it a challenge for the next 6 weeks. Now I have to be super, super strict.
Full tilt. Mm-hmm. I know. When we walked in, Zane has an entire meal plan on the refrigerator. That looks like, I thought it was like a warranty sticker that like gave you the specifics about. Like I was like, damn, is this like a brand new refrigerator?
No, it's I'm on like a carb cycle.
The mini doesn't right look fun.
I would say this one is a little bit more fun than what I was doing because I'm eating something different every day.
But why don't you add like a turkey, a little seasonal, make it clip art. You know, when we would get like the calendar that would tell you like the cafeteria food and what you're going to eat every day.
Yeah.
That looks like death.
I
know. That
I don't like, all the words. And trust me, I wish there were pictures too. That'd make me like.
You should do it like one of those advent calendars.
Yes.
Where you like peel it back and
it's a surprise meal.
It's a meal that's already wrapped, you know, like a meal plan.
So brilliant. Every meal is a surprise. Like I pull it out. Oh, I get to have one pair.
Yeah, you're like.
Or it's like a diet pill. It's the first trim spa.
Where's my accelerator? Where'd my accelerator go?
I swear yours was just
It was just here. Am I going crazy? I was touching it the entire time.
Did you put it on the side or something?
All right, I got it. Cherry limeade, baby.
Ooh, cherry limeade.
Cherry limeade, baby.
That is the best flavor.
It is.
I will die on that hill for cherry limeade accelerator. Ah,
okay. All right. Let's roll the intro. We got a lot to discuss today. Mm. Mm.
You ready, baby?
Yep.
Let's do it.
It's Coffee Talk, baby. Woo!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Mariah.
I'm still here.
Matt.
I'm Zane or Heath.
Oh no, I only said that because I look like Mariah today when she doesn't straighten her hair. Mm. Yeah, I'm wearing a wig right now from my costume from the other night, but I realized that it looks like Mariah's hair.
It does.
The longer you've been in it, the more used to it I'm getting.
Yeah.
And it feels like genuine.
Yeah. You could have rocked some like Jerry curls back in the day for sure.
Guys, who am I? I'm a ring in your neck.
Who's the difference on?
Hey, guys, who am I? Who am I?
Wait, who is this?
Mariah.
Oh.
Technically, it's Halloween today or tomorrow's Halloween.
I'm so stoked.
I still feel in the spirit. Matt's got his Spirit Halloween.
Do you like this?
Did you get it? Did you get it from Spirit?
No, it's from Dumb Good. They have the best like clothes, and they sent this to me. And I love it.
You look like a walking advertisement for them. I like it.
So much fun. It's scary.
What are you supposed to be, Heath? An asshole?
Yeah, I put my hat backwards today.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's my first
one. A little different.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to switch it up, shock the system a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Show your hairline a little bit. You want to cover your hair, but show it.
Now I can finally get a little bit coming through the front.
Oh, there you go.
Before, it used to just be skin in this giant hat.
It was.
So
it was.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
We had quite a Halloween weekend this past weekend.
It was
And we had a lot going on. The first night, we went to David's Halloween Town Bash.
Yes. And I thought it's going to be I thought he just named that the party. I didn't think he was actually going to go full tilt into the Halloween Town theme.
Wait, yeah. The only thing I saw Halloween Town was the cab.
The cab with the taxi driver, but he had the whole cake. Someone made an entire Halloween Town cake.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was like City they had Hall the whole from Halloween Town.
Oh, I did not see that. That's cool.
Yeah, that was a pretty good vibe. And they had I don't know. There were a bunch of ghouls and statue people. And
we showed up. We were at my house because we were getting ready, doing our little last minute makeup for our costumes. And we showed up late. And as we're going up the hill, we hear the Sanderson sisters closing off
as
their
we're you missed
up.
It
as yes. we're like walking up because we had to walk all the way down from the stop sign. They were singing their last song and we were so upset that we missed it,
dude.
They sounded amazing
when I got there. I got there pretty early, right when it started. Just wanted to make sure I got in, no hassle and everything. And you know you're seeing all your friends, everyone's wearing costumes. I saw them and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are killing it. And
they really stuck to their character.
I see, but I thought they were somebody's friends. I'm like, who invited you guys?
Oh, they were just they were a part.
I'm talking to them for 10 minutes and I'm doing bits from Hocus Pocus they're coming back with even more bits from the movie. And I'm like, you guys are really.
Oh, and they were doing the whole.
They were walking through the party like that the entire night.
Like in unison. I'm like, it was damn, amazing. They're good. But they're also they were paid to be there, so I think they just
they were hired, but they had to have been the best Sanderson sisters in the entire LA 100%, area.
They were
in
really
the
good
state. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
in the state.
In the whole West Coast region.
Yeah, they sounded great.
Oh yeah, man, I wish you guys saw that. Oh
yeah, but Heath and I were busy getting lit with our euphoric seltzers that we were drinking.
Ooh, you guys were on some
baby. Kava? Heath and I have been on that Kava. We've been on that Kava.
Train.
Yeah, baby. That shit is crazy. It's crazy. I was chugging it. I chugged two and I was feeling on top of the world. I was feeling high. I was feeling drunk.
My man was on one. He was feeling good.
And it's these seltzers that are non-alcoholic and they're
I had one on our bonus episode.
But
I got to do a double chug and fully see
Matt,
how I
it's
feel.
Crazy. I remember going to Heath, I'm like, you got any more?
He got addicted.
It was I was drunk. I swear.
But you can't drive on them, right?
Definitely not.
No. Okay. I wouldn't drive.
Okay. Yeah. I think it says it on there, do not operate a vehicle.
Well, no. I think it says drink responsibly. I think when it says drink responsibly, I think that automatically means that you shouldn't be operating.
Give me some heavy machinery.
Or you tell me, Mariah, you tell me, was I acting, even before we left, sorry. I drank one.
In the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning, I drank Euphoric Seltzer.
No, you just you had that, that itch. Because you came up to me, and you know how somebody will ask you for something, be like, yo, let me get another one. You'd be like, yeah, just give me 1 second. I'll get it. I was in the middle of doing things. He came up. He touched me. He's like, can I get it? I was all right.
Hook me up.
Would you consider those as healthy?
I would say it's a better alternative.
Better than
drinking.
Alcohol, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say one is better than the other. I'm sure it's not good for you as well. But if you had one of those and you felt good for the entire night, I would much rather do that than drink 15 beers.
Yeah.
What about self-confidence? You know? Do you feel a state of
100? You see a state of euphoria.
I just feel calm. Normally I get kind of overwhelmed and worked up in a big party situation like that. Or I don't really feel the urge to go out of my bubble and talk to people with that. I'm just okay, I'm cool. I'm good. I'm chilling. I feel good.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It gets the edge off, you know?
And I remember throughout the night, I was looking everywhere. And that was the first time in a really long time, in maybe 5, 6, 7 years, where I felt I was truly at a Halloween party. Because for all the years that I've been out here, every Halloween party that I've been to, it just felt like this, like another party in this fucking city. It just didn't
There's
feel,
a lot of hit and misses, especially with Halloween
but
people.
But it really truly felt like I was in a Halloween movie. Like I was on set. We were shooting a Halloween movie, and this is where, and wow, they did a really good job here.
The temperature was really nice that night, too.
Yeah, it wasn't too hot.
It didn't get too stuffy.
Wasn't it like a little chilly? Not a little chilly, but
it was breezy. It was nice and cool.
Yeah. Nice breeze.
Which made the entertainment feel more like it.
With the Sanderson sisters, that was a treat. And then there was an opener before the main act, and the opener was
Little Kiss.
And it was
Little Kiss.
They were so good.
Were they really playing those instruments, or were they like?
I think
fake
they were.
Playing?
I don't think they were.
I could hardly see them.
I think they play.
They do. They rock.
Because they were doing sound check there before.
They were right. Yeah. Okay. And
do you think they were doing high check or
what does that even mean?
Like, well, because you don't high check before you get on a ride. Like,
come on.
I get what you
just wanted to slip that one in there. He would have liked it. He would have liked it.
I really enjoyed Little Kiss, though. They were really great.
Okay, so did anybody else see Blueface come into the party before?
I don't know who Blueface is at all, but everything I posted on my Instagram story of Snoop Dogg jamming out
Blueface
on stage. Everyone from like my high school was like, that's Blueface. Blueface is on stage with him.
Yeah.
Well, what does he sing us
his
song?
His biggest one is Tatiana.
Oh, that's Blueface?
Oh. Bust Down?
Yeah.
You want to see Bust Down, Tatiana?
I did not know that was Blueface. I didn't even know who sang
Blueface,
that song.
Blueface, baby.
So is he like a one-hit wonder, or is like he has a lot of big hits?
We might have a Blueface army coming after us.
Is he like have a cult fan base?
People just really like him. Like he has a good personality. I've seen like a couple bits of like podcast interviews. Like
Okay. Well, he was part of Snoop Dogg's crew, DLWG. Right? He performed. That was incredible. That was so sick. Everybody was so hyped.
Was going to perform with him up there, but he just like hung out. I think he knows, not
for free.
I think he just happened to come to the party.
Right, rolling
Snoop
in his posse.
Saw him through and was like, "Yo, come up on stage and hang out."
Oh, you don't think they arrived together?
No, because he was there way before Snoop.
And they had that like that. What was that like? Was there like a chimpanzee on stage?
Did they?
Oh yeah. Well, it was
NFT smoking.
Was it a Bored Ape?
Yes, it was a Bored Ape. It was like smoking a blunt.
Damn,
that's
I can't believe they're still trying to push that shit. It's not. Yo, it's not coming back.
Chimpanzee because Jace Prehistoric. Jace Prehistoric was there, so I thought he had a chimpanzee on
stage.
There
were tons of snakes at that party.
I didn't.
There's Matt, no way. I didn't see one. They're not missing one. You know what I mean? You don't just pass around that many snakes at a party like that.
They're just looking at
and
that
not
box.
Not one person is just like, I'm going to take this one home.
They're looking at that box going, one, two. How many did we come with?
Because me 7-8 years ago would have taken that home. You know what I'm saying? I would have taken that home. And I know nobody would have known I took it home either.
You can't even keep a jewel when you bring it to a party. You know what I mean? Like exactly. You're passing that thing, it's gone.
Yeah, that's it. It's so funny going through pictures the next day, how many people you see that were there that like you just had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you can't recognize them in their costume.
No, just
how big and packed it was.
There was a good 20 people I went through pictures. I was like, they were there? It's like, no way. How did I not see them? I just didn't see them. When there's food, when people are eating, when everyone's eating a certain food, I didn't see that food. I wish I saw it when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
The snakes too. I didn't see one snake over there.
But can we address like the big elephant in the room of something that went down at
there
the party?
There was an elephant there? I'm telling you, man, these fucking animals.
These costumes
no,
are getting crazy.
I did not see this one.
No, I mean, this. Like, I didn't know about it until the next whole day when someone texted it in
oh,
the
I saw
blog
it that
blog
night.
Chat.
You're talking about the...
Oh, was that little boy hit, Jack?
The fight?
There was a kid named Jack Doherty that...
good little Irish
was,
name.
...was there... He was, it looked like he was, or he live streams. He was streaming the whole thing, or he's a streamer, right?
Yeah, like a live, yeah, you
yeah,
live.
He's a streamer.
IRL live streaming.
Yeah, so he was streaming, and the only footage I saw was Corinna and Jess, like, yelling at this big dude, which was Jack Security, and then, like, 5 seconds later, I barely heard what they were even fighting about. I didn't even know what they were fighting about, but then... He just socks one of Corinna's friends and he just goes down. I'm like, holy shit. This had to have been like 10 minutes right after, because I was talking to the three of them.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, there's no way it happened like before that, because he looked looked fine.
And yeah. Corinna in the video is saying that she didn't want to be on the stream and was getting onto Jack for like provoking her or trying to get like a reaction out of her.
I was wondering why there was somebody even just streaming the whole time. That was a little funny to me or a little weird.
I may sound like such a millennial. It doesn't make sense in my mind that people can like walk around streaming like with a good camera. Streaming on your phone, but I'm like, how are they hooking up the camera?
It's a backpack rig.
Oh, is it?
So a lot of people will run like, you do like the whole backpack thing with it with like,
you're like a mobile Wi-Fi spot kind of thing?
And you have like backup batteries, so it's constantly.
I'm sure somebody is already trying to sue this guy, right?
I think I saw something that he got arrested that night.
Oh, he got arrested.
The bodyguard did.
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, you can't have more evidence in one video than this entire clip right here. Because didn't he punch somebody else recently, right? It's not his first offense.
Yeah.
This bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He one time hit like a girl.
So then, okay. I don't want to be coming up with conspiracies, but it's his second time doing this. Do you think this was planned?
No.
But like, you don't think he told the bodyguard, he's like, punch somebody tonight.
Our stream views are down.
I don't know. Like, if you watch this, you can.
Well, he already knows that, like, he's being streamed. I don't think he knows this is being fully recorded.
He doesn't care.
That guy's just an idiot.
I think he just is a big dude that just thought, I have an excuse to punch somebody right now. But the thing is, the kid that he punched is a lawyer. So this is all about to go down right now.
I hope he represents himself.
Yeah.
How badass would
like
that be?
Like something like that he can?
I'm pretty sure if you are a lawyer, though I don't think it makes you end up looking that good in court. If you're representing yourself, it's kind of not smart to do, but you can go in and represent yourself.
And a lawyer knows a ton of lawyers, so like it's probably easier for him than anybody to find out.
Hey, you want to do a little bit less work.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. But yeah, this is crazy. But normally, like this would happen, and nobody like catches it.
He didn't go to the hospital, but apparently, he woke up with a massive headache and then had to go to the hospital.
But I did see a story of the next day of AC posting a selfie with him, and he looks fine. He was smiling, so he looked fine.
Okay,
but like it's still like that hit, man. I mean, that's jail time right there.
This happened like right when the party ended, right?
Yeah. It was right after. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember we were upstairs chilling, like in the upstairs living room, and Todd is already showing me the video. And I'm like, oh shit, what is that? Where was that from?
He's
like,
happening outside?
It just happened right now. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no.
The thing is, like, if you're a bodyguard, your sole purpose is to protect the person that hired you.
Exactly.
He's not even looking at what's going on.
Yeah,
he's
it looked like his
out,
feelings got hurt.
And the guy gets punched in the background and Jack doesn't even see it happen.
What's crazy is that I remember seeing all the comments on like different TikToks and Twitter and shit saying that they were taking the bodyguard side, which is so crazy because not one hand was like laid on him and he just like socked him in the face. You don't deck somebody like that just because they said something hurtful. I don't even know what he said. What did he say to him?
I can't tell from the video at all. Let's call Corinna. Can we get her? She was right there. Let's get an opinion.
What I saw leading up to this or something was like Jack, I think, egging it on, like trying to get like a 3-on-1 fight against the bodyguard or something. It was like, I could take all of you guys. Like, I don't know. It was like,
oh, so they were one in combat.
Yes, they were.
Who the fuck though goes and like seeks that out? That's a crazy person.
I mean, there's just people. I mean, there's that's YouTubers for you right there.
Good for you, Jack. I know that you're young and you're successful. That's crazy.
This is crazy. This whole situation, when I saw this video, I was like, if this is not Cries and Mopey from back in the Sawgrass days, that's the exact scenario. Jordan, you know who I'm talking about, right? Cries and Mopey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we actually talked about this in another episode. Remember back?
They used to run Sawgrass Mills Mall.
It was this little kid, Cries. He would wear a Hello Kitty belt, seen hair, and he would have one of his good friends was giant. His name was Mopey, and Cries would pretty much cause chaos. And
it's just your good old fashioned of mice and men story.
Yeah. And then he would just have Mopey to defend him with all his, like everything that he did to people. Mopey would just come and defend it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's what I saw in this video. And it's crazy because I didn't think that even existed anymore. That was wild.
Mm-hmm. That kid though got up pretty fast. Honestly, if I got hit, I'd be like,
just be act out. Act dead. I'd be out.
Get me the ambulance.
I'm not getting up in case he has another one ready for me.
Yeah, exactly. If you stand up, you know he's going to want to hit you again.
Yeah, that kid stood up a little too fast. if you watch it again, he goes. Up.
Well, there's
that didn't happen.
Yeah, there's a sense of like you don't want to show people that like
I'm good.
Yeah, like exactly. We all watch UFC.
Yes. Honestly, he ate it really well.
He did. Though when like seeing those glasses fly off, dude, that would be me. You see, that's why I don't throw parties at my house anymore.
Oh hell no, I never want to throw.
I don't want people.
I like to host gatherings. I don't like to throw parties. Yeah.
It's Gettys.
Oh, yeah. That's him. Kane.
His name's Kang Kong.
Kang Kong.
Nope.
Kang Kong.
The next night when we went out, because that was like when I saw that, I was like, oh, I didn't even like, it's crazy that people are like going live at parties. Like I've never really seen that before. And then the next day we went to the Unruly party, which was a line of 2,000 people just waiting to get in. Horrible. It's crazy seeing a line that fucking long and it's not moving for a good 45 minutes. Not one person has moved up and there's people in the back of the line thinking they're going to get in and party that night. They're spending their whole night just waiting. I was like, I would never, ever spend my time in a line like that for multiple hours just to go to a bar and get one drink and then go home right after. Insane. But anyways, we were just outside of the party and we saw about six different groups all had like cameras like that. Like on live, just live streaming with a big group with them, just back and forth outside of the party.
So wait, two live streamers going against two live streamers?
No, just like different groups. Like okay. There's just so many streamers and I never saw them before and I just saw them all the day after this. It's almost like they saw this video and they're just like, we got to go out. We got to stream.
When do you have to go potty? Like if you're streaming, you're like, hey guys, going to do a bathroom break. And like,
I'm going to set you up right here. Hold on.
Yeah. Imagine you're at a party. You just have to go to the bathroom, but the line for the bathroom so long and you're streaming and you're like, well, I got to just like entertain my stream while I'm waiting
imagine
in line for the
stuff
bathroom.
Because I'm sure they catch a lot of stuff.
I know there's
on live stream, especially if you're going to like influencer parties and stuff.
Yeah. You're almost like feeding off the drama. Like you want people to get busted or say something they didn't mean to say, do something they didn't mean to do.
I know people have deals right now where they have to go live for like multiple, like over 24 hours. Like people have to stay live
for 24 hours.
I know there's like a few people that have to be live for like very, very long time.
Kick does those big deals where you have to stream like an insane amount of hours every month.
I would lose my mind if I was live. Even go like Heath and I went live for like what was it 2 minutes the other day. I was already having a panic at that.
Yeah,
I don't know what
boundaries.
It is. I just feel like I want to just zip my. I just don't want to say anything because I feel like anything I say, you can hold me. In attempt of how do you say that?
Hold it against me?
No. What's that?
Something in a court of law.
Yeah, in a court of law. It's just like anything I say is just like it's just out there.
Right.
Can be used against you in a court of law.
Yeah.
I'm just always like worried about going live and like someone is just everyone's trying to ask a question that I don't want to answer and I'm just acting like I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. Thank you guys so much. And everyone's like, are you not going to address this? Like,
that's funny.
For some reason, you just look like the asshole when you don't like, participate in someone in front of you, like going live and asking you all these questions.
Yeah.
Like whenever I see paparazzi videos and the person that's being bothered by paparazzi doesn't engage with them, people just like,
yeah. Oh, you're too,
oh, they're too good, or you can't even like it, like that. It pisses me off. It's such a lose lose. I wish people like just understood the person on the other side. Like nobody wants to fucking answer your questions. I don't know you. It's like imagine somebody just random off the street coming up to you and asking you 18 questions.
Yeah. It's a little like
get the fuck out of my face. Yeah, I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I just would rather like play a video game or just like I wish I could just do like Wordle and people watch me play Wordle like that. Like I just don't
so fucking tight.
You can take it off.
You can take it off. Thinking weird things, man. God, and I just keep doing this. I'm like, you girls have it rough. Like, I just have to keep doing this. Does it feel this itchy when you got hair down here?
It's
like
a fake wig. Is that real hair, Mariah?
No.
I got it off Amazon for like $13.
That's your wig. I thought it was Mariah's wig. Never mind.
I feel like an Italian broad with this hair. I feel so raw.
It just looks crusty.
It definitely feels crusty. She also put like hairspray in it to do that. Mm. Mm-hmm. What else happened that weekend? Yeah, Saturday was such a bust for me. I was so tired. I did not want to go out at all.
You didn't go to any parties.
We went to like some
the unruly one.
No. We didn't even go in. We were just outside of it, and then we went somewhere else, and we were in there. Heath would have lost his mind. The music. So you know, there's raves. There's rave music, yeah, right? Yeah. This was like five steps above rave. Okay. This was just the whole time. It was just boom, 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 boom. Like there was no downtime. It was throughout the whole thing. And when it got to like when it was going like you know how it like
the build up.
And then it's at its peak. It just never goes down. It just kept going up and up and up and wouldn't stop.
Gosh.
And it got to the point where like we were just like looking at each other and laughing because it was the whole room was vibrating so heavy and it was so loud.
No,
but people were hammered. I was completely sober, and I got out of there. I went home, and then that was it. The only fun thing that happened this weekend was Dave's party. I feel like everything else kind of sucked.
I'm not gonna lie, watching Snoop Dogg perform was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that was insane.
That was such a highlight.
I feel bad for David, honestly, because he's gonna have to one up every time he throws a party. And it's just, that sucks. like what? Who's he gonna get next?
Like, performance wise?
Yeah, like, you gotta get someone either as good as Snoop Dogg, or you gotta go above that. You can't step back.
Do you think we should stay hip hop, or we should go a little bit more rock, or a little bit more pop?
I think girl pop.
Charlie XCX.
Kesha.
Lana Del Rey.
Imagine that party.
Martha Stewart.
But Lana Del Rey, what do you think the vibe? Like,
like a kind of a beanbag situation.
Yeah, that's.
Beanbags and popcorn.
That's a Getty. There's no party happening with Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. What do you keep saying Getty for? What do you
like
mean?
A get
like
together.
A Getty. Like a get together. Oh, sorry, Florida.
Who says that?
Wait, what?
A Getty?
Yeah, that's what we call small parties.
Have you ever heard that, Mariah?
You don't know
ever.
About wait
a Getty.
Yeah, is that bad? Is that offensive?
No, it's, I don't think it's offensive. It. I don't know like what kind of vibe. It doesn't like.
It means it's like laid back. It's nothing big. It's just
chill.
A little Getty.
Okay, just a little Getty.
I actually like it.
All right, I'll allow Getty. It.
It is very Florida sounding.
But yeah, then, a Lana Del Rey thing. Yeah, maybe that's like a Getty.
Lord.
Getty. What else?
It depends.
Say?
Lord has to be doing melodrama. If she's doing solar power stuff,
get the fuck out.
Then it's like a Getty. It could be a party. If she did melodrama, it would be. Pretty fucking awesome.
It said if you're playing solar power, if you're playing solar power, just come off stage, just drink with us.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You're off.
It's
for
the so
night.
Good.
The Last Supper was a Getty.
That's right.
Yes. No, that was damn close near to a fucking party.
Jesus was like, "Yo, you trying to come over? We're having just a little Getty. Mm. It's nothing too big."
What you got doing for Thanksgiving? I'm not going.
I'm going to Alabama, and then I'm going to the Iron Bowl.
The Iron Bowl. What's that?
It's Alabama versus Auburn. They're like two big rivals.
Oh, is it a football game?
Yeah, it's a big college football game.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay.
Is it going to be a danger?
I don't know. I never knew that like college kickoff times. I'm so dumb, I forgot about it. They don't announce it until like the week of, so we don't know what time of day it's going to be.
Are you a danger guy?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. If you tell me we have to get up at 9 a.m. and start drinking, I get excited.
I just wish, when we day drink.
It's allowed, knowing you're having a beer at 9 in the morning and it's allowed and everyone else is doing it. Oh, what a thrill. What are you saying?
The thing is, I want it to end by like 5 p.m.
That's okay.
Like,
then you go and take a nap.
I don't like when we go like, oh, let's wake up and do day drinking. So we go to, so we end the day by 6 and we all agree.
It never ends
It
early.
Never ends. It actually makes it even worse. You actually want to stay up even longer at night.
The worst is because you'll start getting your hangover at like 7 p.m. and your head starts like pounding.
Yeah.
And then you just got to drink through it.
I don't know. I start seeing God when I've just been like going like 12 hours in a row. And there's like still 5 more hours of it. I don't know. I sometimes like it. It's transcending for me.
And why I love day drinking so much. What I love about day drinking is that for some reason, I feel like I find all my wives. when I'm day drinking. Like when we're out day drinking, I'm just like, that's my future wife. Yep, that's my future wife.
I gotcha.
Only day drinking. But like when I go out at night, I'm just like, I fucking hate everybody. I want to go home.
Good. Well, actually, I think you're kind
everybody
of
looks beautiful when you're day drinking.
I think you can't see them because it's bright out.
Zane, it's not no. night. No, that I'm saying that. I mean, it should be the opposite.
I met Patricia during the day.
You see,
like
you see, love happens when you're.
I don't think if I ever like saw her at night, I would have like I don't know been in my feels as much as I was in that moment.
Yeah.
So I think you're onto something, Zane. You should do like a little TikTok rant or think piece.
A hit piece?
A think piece.
Oh yeah, sure.
A think piece.
What the hell is a think piece?
Just like an essay on like that opinion where I think people are more attractive in day drinking. You're more likely to find your future wife in the daytime more than nighttime. Like that's a think piece.
I'm gonna come out with like a workout guide, and I'm gonna put drinking during the day in the workout guide, like on your cheat days.
Yeah,
drink during the day
because then you go home early.
Because you might find your wife. Yeah.
Okay.
Because when you have a wife, then you're able to take care of yourself more because you have somebody to you know.
There we go.
And I'm gonna write this all in my book.
Facts.
You know what I never understood? You know how like it's a big thing like people hide drinking. From like their spouse?
Yes, like alcoholics.
How do they possibly think that that is a thing?
That people do hide it what? Or what?
Sorry.
Going to drink in the garage, they'll like leave a bottle in the
garage.
Yeah,
they'll have it like in like, an old laundry detergent like can right, in.
Right. How are they not smelling it on you? If anybody has.
Usually it's vodka. In vodka, they can't smell. You can't smell vodka breath that well. I just learned this a couple years ago.
I feel like it would be impossible to hide.
Yes, I think I know what you mean. That like it's people who are consistent alcoholics, you wouldn't be able to tell that they're drinking because you'd be able to smell it.
I kind of blacked out on this conversation. What was the first? What was the first line you said?
People that hide drinking from like their spouse, like it's like a huge thing. People will like,
oh, you got like, it very well. I can hide that.
But really? Tequila, yeah. I feel like I'd be able to smell like that. I mean, you've been drinking tequila.
Yeah,
I can
tequila's
tell
if a really
person
bad.
Comes in and starts talking to me, I can tell that they've been drinking tequila.
You know, you can hide very well drinking seltzers.
Yeah, seltzers
you
too.
You would never catch it. You can't even smell it on them.
Mm, it's still kind of got that tinge to it.
No,
there's a movie called When a Man Loves a Woman, and Meg Ryan is in it, and she's like a huge alcoholic. It's a really sad, depressing movie, and she sneaks drinking all the time. She has like, you know, fifths in her drawers, in the closets, in the laundry room, all of that. And she, when she finally gets caught, busted drinking, the husband's just like, I just didn't know. She's like, well, I drank vodka. And then I remember looking at Patricia, I go, what does that mean? I feel like you'd be able to smell it. And Patricia goes, no. And like alcoholics like drink vodka, like you can't smell it or something.
You
like
know
that.
What? It's what's really hard to hide wine, but teachers love to drink it.
Mm-hmm. I got mine
sneaking,
fired
when
for
they're sneaking
it.
Alcohol at school. Wine though, what? Like, is wine just a better drunk for women?
I love wine. I love good wine and gossip. Get a little charcuterie board out.
When I drink wine, I feel evil. Oh,
you start plotting.
I'm plotting when I'm That's why I try to avoid it.
Wine is very gossipy.
Oh yeah. And it's also just the act
did
of
you
pouring
hear,
and
like,
sharing.
Yeah, like Todd is dangerous on wine.
Yeah.
Well, when he's wine drunk, Lord Jesus.
Oh, he'll be talking.
Wine is just so communal. It's so fun because like you're all like drinking from like, you know, the same bottle and it's being shared.
The same body of Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something holy about wine too.
Yes.
Because I know like people like drink it at church, you know, the blood and body of Christ, but like you do feel somewhat holy when you're drinking it just like anywhere outside of a church.
But the thing is like you would never go up like at a bar and be like, can I have a glass of wine, please?
I feel like
sitting at a table. I have to have it be served wine. I'll never go up to a bar going, give me a glass of wine.
If the bar is made out of wood, you're not ordering wine. If you're at a bar and the setting is all woody, you're not getting a glass of wine. But if it's a nice bar, then okay, you're like, I want a glass of wine.
Okay, yeah, I see. No. If the bar is lighting up and I'm seeing colors coming out of the bar, I'm not getting a glass of wine.
No, you're not getting an espresso martini. You're not getting a wine. You're getting a whiskey and Coke.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting.
Wine is only ordered at a dinner.
Because it pairs well with meal. I agree with you.
I never
you have to be munching on something while having wine. If you're just drinking like wine raw, walking around the club, right? Bumping into people with that red, like oops, like
yo, Todd on the dance floor with a glass of wine is a menace. Bro, that wine is everywhere. That shit is so funny.
And he should put his wine in a
he
flask.
He always does it with a white shirt too, and it just
goes oop.
Shit is so funny. Bring him in here, Todd.
He comes in with a bottle of wine.
What I want is a. You know what I'm going to do next episode? Or no, not next episode. I have to wait till after this fucking diet. I want to do what is that grape juice with a vodka drink?
Oh, a transfusion?
Oh, I love transfusions.
I want to just start drinking that every time we go out.
Patricia loves making those.
But if you get sugar-free grape juice. Is there sugar-free grape juice?
Yes.
Love me some.
Transfusion. It's a big golfer's drink.
That was the first time I had it. Patricia was the first person that showed me transfusion.
It's a good pool drink, though, too.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think, like, if you go up to a bar and go, can I have a transfusion? They're going to be like, what are you talking about? Like,
Oh, no,
they're not having Welch's grape juice back there. They have
I think they should have grape juice more than cranberry juice.
I agree.
Never understood cranberry juice. Get grape juice.
People like the tartness of the cranberry juice, though, because it helps pair well with alcohol. I think that's right.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever
think... talking about so much alcohol on a Monday.
Do you guys ever think alcohol will ever just be illegal again?
I think it should
at some point.
I think it should be.
No. No, I don't think so. It may be in certain states.
No, not anytime soon. Just like in, I'd say 200 years.
Like go back to the prohibition.
If
I think the penalty of like, you know what? I don't really know, Zane. I don't know.
Isn't it weird that we can say yes to one thing, but no to others? Like
how so? Go on, expand this.
Like a few years ago, weed, no. Alcohol, yes. Cocaine, no. Alcohol, yes. Whatever it is, like,
yeah.
I think everybody can agree that things are bad for you, but why are some allowed? Like, it's such
because, what you're saying is a great point. Yes. I think there's like a frustration with like the choices of what is allowed and what's not allowed. Correct.
Why is alcohol allowed and heroin's not?
Right.
Well, because there's studies that have been done. It's gateway drugs. It makes it destructive for communities. People believe that like it would ruin more of the general population.
Baby, alcohol is destructive. Have you seen my compilation videos on YouTube?
Have you seen our families?
Have you seen Zane and Jazzy drunk for 20 minutes on YouTube? You tell me that's not destructive.
I think you kind of want a heroin to be illegal, though.
Why?
Because it would cause more people to be addicts to it.
Not good enough. just heroin.
It just increases like the access to it, and the more odds of people getting addicted.
Yeah,
to it.
Yeah, I know. There are certain things where it's just really bad
to break that habit too for heroin.
Like to me, like weed. The fact that weed is being so legal, right? So legal. It's like I think that should have been legal a long time ago. They should have known that weed is like so much better for you than alcohol is.
Correct.
Sorry, it's his pants and wig. Fucking stoner vibes.
It's weird.
Bro, let's go into the high episode right now.
Let's do it.
I do want to start trying edibles to go to sleep. I want to see if it works.
Dude, get the El Camino sleep ones are awesome because it's THC and the CBD. 5 milligrams. Take those. Ooh, do it like an hour before you go to bed. Cruise right
up. It doesn't knock you off for too long, right? Like I'm not getting up at 11:30 in the next day.
No.
Okay.
No. What time do you usually go to bed?
Melatonin.
That will
knock me out. Like,
well, melatonin you build like a tolerance to, and it can actually like fuck up your sleep cycle.
Yeah, and I heard it's like just not good for you in general. Melatonin.
No, I like the El Camino sleep gummies. They're really good.
Okay, I'm gonna get some.
Crack open a good little book. Get off your phone. Because my only thing, though, when you're on THC and you're trying to go to bed, suddenly everything's so interesting when you're high, and I'll go down whole rabbit holes on my phone, being like, "That's fascinating. That's fascinating."
It's crazy because my phone is the last thing I want to be on when I'm high.
Really?
Last thing you want to be.
I don't like going
computer.
On social media, or I don't like going on Instagram. I don't like looking at people I know. Oh, okay. I think just people just start looking weird, and like people are like, or like you're going by like the worst is when you get on Instagram, and it's like, oh my gosh, the post, like it's all stuff you have to comment on, or like it's like your best friend's birthday, or it's like your best friend just had a baby. You're like, oh, I should comment. You know what I mean? See,
for me, that's like, when I'm drunk.
It feels like, okay, wait, so you get drunk and then you start commenting on people. But it's the worst when I'm just like
sitting,
quickly checking it. I'm like, oh shit, this is something I have to respond to.
Right.
I got to express my enthusiasm for this person.
I've been really good with not interacting with any posts lately.
We should interact with our friends though.
I do like, so that's only if it pops up on my feed, right? A lot of your guys' posts don't even pop up on my feed. Yeah. I don't know. It's just not there anymore. I see everybody else's but yours. And I see a lot of people I don't even follow on my feed. That's still a thing on my feed.
Thank you. Comment too. You know, a comment could go a long way.
Like there's sometimes where like, I don't like a certain filter. I'll still like it. You know what I mean? Matt, you, something you post, your smile, not the best.
I'm still using filters. I'm still going to support.
Mariah, your dance moves, sometimes not the hottest, but I'm going to fucking like it still. You know, it's good to be supportive to other people.
That's good. We are
influencers. We are creators. This wig is on too tight.
My man is venting. You need to vent that cap.
I need a glass of wine. Did you guys hear about the restaurant in Central Florida that they put a bad parent fee on the bill for parents that don't take care of their kids or that don't control their kids at restaurants?
So if their kids are being
they charge them a bad parenting fee.
How much is the fee? Is it a percentage or like a flat fee?
Well, there's no, so it says it on the bottom of the bill. The restaurant was saying they haven't charged anybody yet, but that's just to avoid
people,
well, which I agree with, but apparently it was a storm. Everybody was judging it, saying that's discriminatory to parents. I'm like, bro,
they're not even ever going to use it. But exactly. by putting it out there as like a way of like conversating and making being aware of it, people are less likely to.
But yeah, there's like fathers being interviewed. They're like, we're not coming as a family. I'm offended. We're not going to come here. I was like, okay, that's exactly who he's trying to avoid is people like probably you. Kids.
See
and
you later.
And then an old dude gets interviewed. He's like, honestly, I drove him an hour and a half away. I love this new rule. That's why I came all the way out. He's like, I love it.
I feel like it'll make people more aware.
Yeah.
Just like if your kid is screaming and running around the restaurant, maybe it, like you and you think about that, you don't want to be charged.
Oh, and they have a sense of humor. Their password for their Wi-Fi is silly beans.
So it's all a joke.
Yeah, it's all a joke. Well, it's just like they have a bit of attitude, a bit of personality at the place. I don't mind that. I'm all for it.
I'm not gonna lie, that's some shit I would do. That's something I would do.
This
like
quote,
have that.
Yeah. If you have just children, avoid this place at all costs. Okay.
I love the rule.
I was at a Fazoli's when I was a kid, and there was an older couple, and they came over and talked to me and my friends. Like my parents were sitting at another table, all of us kids were sitting at one, and they go, "Where are your parents? We want to talk to them." And we're like, "They're right over there." And they go over to my parents and go, "These kids talking all night, so loud." And my mom was like,
"You heard all? How old were you?"
Oh, I was probably like 7, 8. I remember I was out of Fazoli's, and these old people were very upset with me and my friends. And and my parents were like, "Well, thank you very much. You have a good night." And was just like,
"What's
but
so
you know what?
Interesting
it's a fucking Fazoli's.
People.
Go have fun at a Fazoli's. This isn't like a Morton's Steakhouse or something. You know,
it's crazy how." Like the timeline with like when you start from a kid to being old, I feel like your maturity level goes from here and then it goes right back down. Not maturity level. It's more like if those old people were like average age adults, they wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't care.
Old people don't give a shit anymore. And
they don't give a shit or is it unaware? Like
no,
what is
they
it?
They just don't care. They've lived life for so long that they're just like, I will say whatever I'm thinking and feeling in this moment. And they don't care if it offends you, upsets you. They just become kind of,
or they just want some sense also of control at the same time, but they want to feel validated that they're like,
because you respect your elders, do whatever the elders say.
Just like it's a fucking Fazoli's.
I don't even know what a Fazoli's is.
Yeah,
I've
he
never
keeps saying it.
It
like it's the,
the like it's an Applebee's.
Dude, Fazoli's kind of hits, even though they like all went out of business. It's like fast food Italian.
I'm so sorry, Mariah. Did that like offend you a little bit?
Yeah.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
But it's like basically like your typical like cheap you know, like if you like have like a pizza place and they have like pastas on the menu, they're not like gourmet pastas, but they're like really good like quick pastas.
Yeah.
So there's like baked ziti's, like it's a bunch of like hot foods.
Oh my God.
It's
I miss
pretty
that.
Damn fucking good.
Oh boy.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get sentimental. Sometimes I've been like with my memories, I feel like I've known all the things, but if I sometimes sit on things further, I can remember even more mm-hmm. things. Sometimes I get worried about like one day I'm going to lose all my memories. And so I need to like,
I think
with
there.
My thoughts a little bit more because I can't tell you what happened like a year ago, 2 years ago.
No way.
Past couple years have
really
been a blur.
I really start journaling.
Yeah, do
but
it.
But not like.
Do 20 like minutes typical, in the morning.
Like very, like summarized, like very, very summarized.
Very
journaling.
Summarized, but also I guess detailed to where it's like things that I would want to remember.
Yes.
Not like little, I woke up today. Like, just like.
The moments that mattered.
Right. Because I feel like, like you said, I don't
Sometimes
remember.
Sometimes I'm trying to write down like memories that hit me one day. And I'm like, next time like I hang out with my stuff. Parents, I'm going to be like, hey, do you guys remember this day? Because I've already written down like a little bullet of like this weird memory that finally pops in my head. Like, I love writing down that stuff to bring up to my parents later on because I like the blowing them away with what I remember.
My dumbass would do like bullet points as a journal. I'd put like, we went to Lazy Dog and like I would put nothing to that. And then I would go back to my notes and be like, oh my God, I have stuff to talk about. Guys, remember when we went to Lazy Dog 2 years ago? It's like, yeah, well, what happened? I didn't write anything else after that. But then after, we went to get coffee.
And so funny.
I do have a couple of quotes written down.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I want you to publish this one day, please.
Funny things that the friends say I have written in like notes.
Oh my gosh.
But some of them are so old that there's no context. And I just like, I'm so curious what we were talking about. Most of them are Zane. So I can just read a few of those. If you're not funny, then what are you?
Okay.
That's deep. That's like,
it's very deep.
Like it's like Aristotle.
I'm going to get that tattooed on me.
I have some Jordan ones. Jordan, I want my next girlfriend to be a hibachi chef.
That's nice.
Oh, and then Jordan, you followed that up with, she's homeless, but she's a hibachi chef. That like 1 to 10 thing. Zane.
What's weird is, never mind.
You were eating something and you said, this tastes like someone would be allergic to it.
I know exactly where we were at.
This is like going back and reading your Facebook post from like high school where you're like, I don't even remember having that thought.
Yo, I've been looking deleting some of mine. Not saying any of mine were bad, but I'm just like, cringy. Shut up, Matt.
What was I doing?
Like,
Jason goes, oh, they're building a railway here. And Zane goes, oh, I thought it was a train. Zane, this is you.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, I called you Zane. That's crazy.
Yes, I remember that happening.
The waitress goes, everything good? And Zane was like, so good. And she walked away and he spit out a rubber band that he found in his food. Oh, Matt, we have a couple for you. Scott said, Patricia said you like cherry. And Matt goes, oh, yes, I'm more of a mango slut, but yeah.
Are we talking about white claws? Definitely. Yeah. That's something I totally said.
This is also logical, Matt. You have to talk with girls, not at them.
I know who you're talking about.
Zane, we have an image to hold, look.
I remember you saying that.
I said, didn't you buy that nail polish that makes you not bite your nails? And then he goes, yeah, but it didn't taste good.
I wanted to bring up something real sad.
What?
The death of Matthew Perry.
Oh, my.
Friends cast member.
I'm chiming in.
Yeah, coming on this one.
Shuts her laptop.
Yeah, there's a few people in our friend group that are big, big, big fans of the
and
show.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
All right, he's one of them.
Chandler Bing was my crush when I watched Friends when I was younger.
Really?
And now people tell me that Heath and I are like Chandler and Monica. And I was like, oh, I found my Chandler.
Oh.
I didn't watch it, but you're my Monica I found.
Aww. Okay.
Monica was funny and she cleaned all day.
Okay.
So good. Oh, I know that.
It's pretty spot on.
Yeah, he's, like was actually like an incredible actor. It felt like he improv'd the entire show. Mm-hmm. Like so good. So good.
I see a lot of comments of people saying like that would like they felt like he was just really being himself on the show. Like that was like truly his character.
I think that's why it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
sad.
Terrible.
It's just like don't come for me. It's crazy how eerie like his last few posts were. It's crazy how that happens.
Yeah.
When people pass and then you just look at their last few posts, you're like, why does it like all chain up like that?
And
it's
there's
just so weird.
There's an episode where Monica jokes about him drowning.
It's just crazy.
People did have a point because when I watched that, I was like, yes, that's very eerie, but he would have found that funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He had posted in the hot tub before it happened, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was something. Yeah. It was a poor hot tub. Yeah.
Had he been in recovery for his addiction?
Apparently he was good for like a year.
He went sober. Yeah.
Because like last year when they were like interviewing him and he had done tons of appearances talking about his addiction over the past year. It's so sad, especially like people who battle addiction. I mean, shit's not easy at all. And it's really tough for these people who are also public figures.
Yeah.
And they have to go out there and tell the whole world because the whole world is constantly wants to know what you're up to and where you are in your recovery because it's suddenly all of their business. And it's so much pressure and so much weight to hold that up and give it to people. And then also still at the same time still be closeting, like battling it because you the fear of going back off the horse because of your like this public
and
figure,
you know, everybody's gonna talk about
haunts
this,
your brain a little bit more, and so you start making more secrets with yourself. And that was a huge thing Matthew Perry talked about as well, I believe, was how bad like secrets that we keep to ourselves and hiding our own addiction away from other people.
Yeah.
And it's so sad he finally became a victim to it. And I bet, didn't he have friends over that night? I read, and people like left him and they were like, "You're good?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm fine. You guys can go without me." So people like were there with him that night. Wow. And left him in the hot tub.
And they said there was like, they found nothing around him. Like,
no, yeah, there's no
there in the tub.
Signs of foul play. It's really sad. And it's, he touched so many people's lives and brought them so much joy, which, you know,
yeah,
at the same time warms your heart the more you think about it. But it's just one of those people where it's like, it will always feel weird that they're no longer there.
Yeah.
And it's same thing as like Robin Williams. He just like, he struggled. Like his life was not easy for him.
Yeah.
Which is so sad. It's terrible.
Sucks the pressure of fame and all that money. You think?
Yeah, I was thinking about Robin Williams as well when this happened.
Yeah.
And I've been reading Anthony Bourdain's book, Kitchen Confidential. I've been loving it. And that one I've also been like, you know, racking my brain about, where I'm just like, how is this guy, I'm reading his own words, seeing how colorful of a world and how he viewed things, how deep his love for the human experience was, that he would have taken his own life. Some people believe that he didn't take his own life, but it's a struggle. It's so hard to wrap your mind around when people like leave, and especially when people who you don't even know, even know them, but because of the joy and love that they've given us through their acting, their art, whatever they put out into the world, we feel like we do know them. And that's why I think it's good to talk about it, because we're all grieving in weird ways when it comes down to somebody like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't that big of a Friends fan, but yeah, Matthew Perry.
The guy at Central, that worked at Central Perk, he also recently passed away.
Oh.
But he passed away. So people are, this is really sweet. Somebody made this and it says, Gunther says, "Want to go get some coffee?" And then Chandler says, "Sure, where?" Which is his last line on Friends.
Oh, really?
Oh. Serious, yeah.
It's sad. And I bet they are like the entire cast of that whole team. It's probably really sucks because, I mean, you know, it's going to be really difficult because, yeah, people fall out of love and connections. That group, they had great times together, massive success. And at the same time, they also grew apart from one another. They're not as like close and best friends like they were together. Mm-hmm. And that really has to probably eat at you, knowing that someone who you were so close with, and they do succumb to like their own battles.
Yeah.
And then a person does sometimes, it's tend to blame themselves.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, if I only just stepped in, if I really started caring and all of it. But at the same time, you have to still be kind to yourself. This person was battling their own thing. It's not your fault that they're no longer with us. But just I hope they find grace in their grieving, in their mourning, because nobody knows how to grieve. Nobody knows how to. You never know how you will when the moment happens. Yeah. Some people can make you hurt deeper than others you didn't expect.
Who's that character again in the middle?
Joey,
what's he up to? I feel like I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's actually still acting, doing stuff.
Yeah,
he's still doing stuff.
Yeah, I feel like he was just
because I see the other one. I feel like I see him in some big shows.
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc and
oh, okay, I've seen him. Wow, okay, never mind. Mm. Oh, we're gonna get old. I always wonder.
Zane, don't do that.
I always wonder what I'm gonna look like.
Oh, I'm still excited about getting old. I think so.
It's so funny. We're all gonna look at each other when we're older, like when we're like 60, and just be like, "Damn, didn't."
It is weird. Yeah, but
it's just going to be funny. No, it's going to be funny. Just one day we're all going to look at each other when we're like 50, 60 and be like, damn, we look different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. I think people get old when you haven't not seen them in a long, long time. Like, nor have like looked at them in a long, long time. I think some people, like, if you see them pretty often, their appearance of aging, like, you guys still look the same to me.
Oh, baby, I'm going to look like I'm 20 watch, for the rest of my life.
When we watch vlogs, I mean, though, I'm like, yeesh. It's always like when I look at my younger self, or...
I mean, I'm not going to...
I feel like we look so much younger in the video.
You always look the same to me, but then going back and looking like a few years ago, you look totally different.
Yeah, it's wild.
But then again, like Heath and I, not to toot our own horn, but we look like 45.
You guys are aging backwards.
We are aging backwards.
Yeah. It kind of was a good thing and a benefit to us that we looked so disgusting bad in our early 20s.
Yeah.
And like
disgusting
really
is not even the right word. It was just, we looked like we were...
run down.
Rotting. Yeah.
And it gave us room to grow.
Yeah.
You know, if you start at the top.
Gave us the time to shine,
if you
baby.
Start at the top, you can't get better, you know? You're going to get worse, and people will notice that. But if you start down here.
So we're going to.
And you work your way up.
We're going to look like Brad Pitt and Ryan Gosling when we're 60,
come
you know?
Come on, baby. Ew. Just like.
Well, here's the thing, Heath. The things that we were putting in our bodies every single day.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Our diet was wild,
Zane,
huh?
It's crazy the life we lived and how we...
But you know what, Heath? We loved it, though.
You remember we were just talking about like how nice it was to day drink?
Mm-hmm.
I day drunk every day.
Yeah.
You were? Oh, yeah, like on the weekdays?
No, at Denny House, I was drunk every day, all day.
God, I fucking love those days, though. I miss those cigarettes coming over. Chain insane. Smoking. Having the Coronas. Look at it. That's part of our charm.
We're good. We're good. We can.
Yeah. Let's do the wind down. Can we? Do we?
Ew. Look at us. What is that? What is that?
Zane. Oh, Zane.
What is that?
Zane, you
look good. Zane, I don't know.
I have chops.
You have sideburns that wrap here.
You were in shorts on a red carpet, Zane.
Hell yeah.
No, no, no. Go down. Go down. Right there on the right. That one is amazing. Wow.
Damn, we look like old Hollywood DJs. Like we're still trying to make it.
So bad. And it's crazy.
Why am I flexing?
Why are we pointing at each
why
other?
Why am I flexing in that?
Dude, millennials. You guys like definitely look like millennial creators.
No, this, Matt, this, look.
Matt.
Oh, yeah.
What are
hey, Brian. Or...
what's like?
I'm done, Matt. There's an Instagram picture on my page.
What's the Gen Z poses?
Like, I don't know. They're just like laughing and being as candid as they can.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's bad Gen Z poses.
No, I feel like they're like what this stuff,
or I don't know.
Yeah, and they're not like posting that on Instagram. I feel like that's more like Snapchat they're sending to one another. seats on the MTV red carpet. Wow. Wait, go up.
That one is the worst. That's the worst picture of us I think we've ever had on the internet.
See, just the peace sign.
What were we thinking?
We matched that. We got together and went shopping and said, let's coordinate our outfits.
They're like, okay, thank you.
Bro, you know.
Shit.
All right.
We thought we were hot shit when we walked down there, and I know all the camera guys were just like,
Go to the other one from then.
Oh, God.
Yeah, y'all look like y'all like a reggaeton. Like you're from like Guadalajara, Mexico. Like, oh, are these the sons of the Los Lonely Boys? Yeah, let's close it. The wine.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. We post the audio every single Monday on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you listen. And then the video every single Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
And you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we have bonus episodes, high and drunk episodes. We got the unwind episodes where we leave the cameras rolling for the 20, 30 minutes, and we keep the podcast going. So right now, after this episode, we're going to keep it going, baby. And we're going to keep it going all night long. We're going to get naked. We're going to get crazy. We're going to get drunk. All of that for $5 a month if you go to www.patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
It is the best Patreon, guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Like, it is even, so much fun.
Even Matt pays $5 a month, and he doesn't even need to. That's how good it
That's
is.
That's right.
So make sure to subscribe and join the family. And you get everything in the archive once you buy it.
Once. Everything.
That's it.
Let's jump into it.
All right, jump into it. We love you guys so much. Thank you. The room is a process. We're trying to figure out the vibe. We're trying to figure out what the hell we want. So yeah, we'll see you guys next week. We love you so much. I think I'm drunk.
Toodaloo.
Bye. Peace and blessings, baby.